Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Daf Ayin Gimel, and where the Gemara addressed the din of the Mishnah of the Kol HaZvachim Shenisarvu, where the Mishnah totally ignored the whole concept of Vitul Barayv. And the Gemara had the Kasha Venitulu Baruba. And the Gemara answered that behemoth cannot be bottled. The reason is, and the Gemara is toilet, and whether we hold in Tanoyin, Kolshin, and Amarayin, Kolshin Darko, or Esha Darko Libonis. What does it take in order to be mevatel to say that there is no din of Bittul Barayv? If things are exclusively counted only as individual units, maybe that's the only thing that says that there's not going to be a din of bittul. On the other hand, maybe kol shadarko limonis, things that that sometimes are, sometimes are not, maybe that's enough to preclude the din of bittul. The Gemara brought us a machlokes tanoim and a machlokes amarayim. What the sheet of the tanoim are, where it brings Rav Yechonon and Rav Shlokish. And therefore, so maybe that's the reason why there's not going to be a din of bittul. We're holding on Daf Ayin Gimel, that the Gemara brings. Agav, maybe just before we go on, like we had the Kasha yesterday, and that is that according to the Svara of the Achrayim, the whole Klar of the Achrayim, that we have the Gabi the din of bittul, in a case where the purpose of the bittul is coming to make the dover ha'bottle like the mevatel, then there is not going to be a din of bittul. Maybe the din of bittul only establishes the negative that you ignore the status of the bittul. It's not going to be something. It's not going to be usher. You have the kosher meat and you have a dvar nevela. Let's say that's mixed in. To forget about the nevela. You can forget about it. It's not going to be usher. But let's say you want something. You want the miut to achieve, and you're going to infuse in the miut a positive status like the rye. Maybe you wouldn't be able to say it. You have tzitzis like the Eidig Yontifs. Shaila, you have tzitzis that are not lishma and altbittel bereiv. Now you want to use the tzitzis and altbittel. You're going to give it the status of lishma. We gave another example of this. Let's say you have an esrig that a pitim fell off of the esrig. Now altbittel bereiv, it became the sarv and a bunch of other esrigim that grew in the first place. They grew the katchila without a pitim. In that kind of a case, will bittul barayv say that the esrig that lost the pitim now becomes an esrig that naturally did not have a pitim or not? It's another example. Or matzah. Gave another example. Let's say you have matzahs. You have 10 matzahs that are lishma. You have one matzah that's not lishma, that became the sarv, you don't know what it is. Will bittul barayv now tell you, you can use all the matzahs for lishma, that's for the mitzvah of matzah, where it requires a din of lishma. So we have, the shah that we have here is, let's say you have a shah adisko, the Mishnah's case. You have a shah adisko that's the sarv in other chatos. Will you be able to come and tell us that the Shara Nisko, as the result of Bittul Barayv, now becomes a carbon? If all of a sudden, you have what? You have Shara Nisko. This Kasha, like we mentioned yesterday, Rav Chaim Meiser is aiming on this Kasha, actually is the Shoyel, who asked it to Rav Chaim Meiser, and the Achiezer deals with this Shiloh over here in the Gemara, when we have a raya, whether we have a raya, it's not a raya. In the Achiezer, he does deal with this issue of whether or not it's shayach bittul barayv by the behemoth, by the karbonis. I don't know if you want to take a look. We have what we have the chedek base of the Achiezer. And we have the, so that's the, Rav Chaim Eiser does deal with this issue. But the Gemara is telling us that it makes enough gemina regarding whether or not things that are coming to be bottle, whether they're typically or sometimes counted or exclusively counted, and that'll be the big machlokes that we have. So the Gemara then says, the Gemara brought the case of litra ktzias. Litra ktzias is a litra of dried figs that were truma, and you stuff them into a mold, and you made it into a cake. It's like you made it into a cake of figs, so that ultimately you'll go take the cake into a market, you'll break it apart, and you'll sell to a customer. You break apart two, three figs from it, and you'll break it up into individual figs. But now, for the time being, it's made into a cake of truma. And the cakes of truma, do they become bottle, or do they not become bottle? And that's what the Gemara brought the case that we had, the last thing that we did. And Rabbi Lazar says, Ryanis al yaitis ki ilu hein prudais. Bataftainis, Milesis al yaitis. He means it's very big cooler. It doesn't really make sense in Smara. But it's a cool anyway, because the whole thing is a terabonin of truma. Because we derive that the truma is only dogotirish v'yitzar. Like most Rishonim. I should really mention it's only Halim Rabbim and Arayvin also. But Malus Aliyadis Rabbi Yoshua Aymer, Imesh Meya Pumin Yalu. If there are 100 mouths, then it's able to become bottle. What do you mean 100 mouths? 100 mouths where the truma, the molds are stuffed at the top of the barrel. Right? In other words, as opposed to the bottom of the barrel. It's not the bottom of the barrel. It never fell into the bottom of the barrel. The whole truma is only, the whole suffix is only on the tops. Of course. But if not, if you don't have 100, which is the ratio that you need in order to say bittul by truma, if you don't have 100, that ratio of 100 to 1, hapumin asurim ashulayim mutarim, then the pumim are asur. You can't, because you don't have 100. But of course, the bottom ones he holds are mutter. The bottom ones, because there's no suffix. This is obviously, there's no truma there. I think that's bullshit. I hope everybody hears that. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer. Rabbi Lazar, Aymer. Rabbi Yehuda says, in Yesham Kuf Pumin, if there are 100 mouths or tops, Yalu, Biblav, and if not, Hapuma Basurim, and Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, Afilu Yeshab Shlosh Meyes Pumin. Even if you have 300 mouths, 300 tops, of which the truma itself is mixed in, Lo Yalu, the din is it's not going to be bottle. He holds it's not going to be bottle. Why does he hold that way? He holds that even if the mihat's lo yalu, because kol shadarka limadis lo batel, as long as there are sometimes that you count them as individuals, it's not batel. Even though it's not as, not always like that, but it's kol. As long as it's common to count it as individuals, then it's not going to be batel. Darsa be'igol ve'ini yodea be'eza makayim be'igol darsa. Now let's say you went and you smashed it, you pressed it in one of the cakes in the molds, and you don't remember, you don't know where in it you did. Oh, it's fine on the driver. There everybody holds. You don't know, the whole thing is one big suffix. Dibriyal kol yalu. There everybody's yalu.
One barrel.
Okay.
One barrel.
Pardon me, one barrel. Now, I just want to say one thing over here. We have a very big yisoid over here. It's not like it directly at pshat at the Gemara. That's why I'm a little reluctant to say it. But it is a Tosfos. Tosfos comes, you know, the din is, that whenever a person eats truma, a zar eats truma, so what is the what's the penalty of doing that? He has to pay Karen v'chaymish. Pays the Karen, and a chaymish plus a fifth. Shows how you evaluate that. Okay. That's true. But in the way he pays the substance that he uses to pay, he doesn't pay money. What does he pay?
Truma.
Truma. V'dasvat l'kayin es ha-kaydish. And we darshin, v'dasvat l'kayin es ha-kaydish. Davar ha-rai li'as kaydish. It has to be a davar ha-rai li'as kaydish. Something that's right to have kedushas truma. We have a very big shayla. Taisvis over here comes and he assumes one way. He assumes that you wouldn't be able, let's say a person dug a tirash for Yitzhak. Let's say he took olives. Let's assume that olives are one of the things that is a chiv of Trumo. The reason why I'm saying let's assume that is because it might only be by olive oil. Might not be olives, but we have a machlokes tesis with a Ramban, whether olives themselves are chayim and truma v'deraisa, or it's only olive oil. All right, let's go l'shitas ha-tosfos in Bava Metzia. Tosfos holds that olives are also chayim and truma. Person went, the Zohar went and he ate truma. He has to pay back, he ate olives. He has to pay back a davar ha-rai li'ais kaidish. So he has to pay back something which is right for truma. Let's say, dogot. He could go and he could pay wheat. He could take wheat and pay that for olives. He can't take cucumbers. He can't do that. And he can't pay money. But he is able to take something that fits into dogot or tirash, grapes, dogot, tirash, v'yitzar, or olives. One of those. The child that we have is, what about could he take one of the Shivas Abidim? Because even though it's not right for Truma, but it's right to have Kedushas Truma, because it's eligible for Bikurim. Bikurim about Truma have the same din. Bikurim in person, let's say, will eat Bikurim. Karim, Mechaimish, it's chayim the same Chayim Misa. The dinim that we have by Truma, Usmumas Yotcha, Eloha Bikurim. The dinim that we have by Truma applied by Bikurim, could he satisfy his din of paying Dvasa Lakayanis Akkadish by giving something which is not eligible for Truma, but it is eligible for Bikurim? This is a Kler that we have. We have the Biskarab has a Zakler. There's a Biskarab that has a Zakler. And we have a Raya from Yerushalmi. It's a Raya from Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi help we see that it's not good enough like that. You cannot do that. It has to be Dafka, Dabah, Harayli, Eskaidish, Truma, not Bikurim. Bikurim is not going to do the job. And there are different ways to bring the Raya from our Taisvis. It's a very interesting declare that we have over here. You see, the Taisvis assumed. Taisus comes over here at the bottom of the Taisus. Dibri Amaska, Reb Meir Eimer. Towards the bottom of that Taisus, Taisus comes and he says, Mitzidu stab truma di ayri bibikurim, Lemish chantas viachla, im yesh kebeya, kulu vichulu, See the way Tyson says, the wide lines of that Tyson is, the second wide line towards the end of the line. Did we have that? The Yevshir Li'ai Sa'ichelas Ha'ichla Chayav Misa Bistab Truma. You cannot have by Stab Truma, you wouldn't be able to have it where he by that he's going to be Chayav Misa by Paris. You can't have a case that a person will be able to eat Truma's Paris and ever be Chayav Misa. What? The Truma's Paris Drabona. And maybe you can't have it, so you really can never have a case where a person will be able to eat Paris that have Kedushas Truma and Michaya Misa. The reason is because Truma's Paris is only a Drabona. Yeah, the Truma's Paris Drabona. Less will say, the Truma's Bikura Myri. What is the case? If you're talking about Bikurim, you can have it. Let's say, for example, what do you have? What is Chayv and Bikurim? Shivas Aminin. You can have Achita, Geffen, Teina, Remine. Teina and Remine. You can have figs that pomegranates that have Kedushas Truma. Not Aus Truma, but it can have Kedushas Truma because they buy Bikurim. But we're not talking. If you don't use that by Truma, you won't be able to have it. Now, Chayra, why? You can have it. Let's say a person ate a pound of wheat, and he's going to pay back with pomegranates, because that's called the Dabar Harai Leah's Kaidish, because it's right to have Kedushas Truma Al Tzbikurim, and then somebody will eat it. He can be Chayim Misa for eating Paris. Even if Truma's Paris, it's a Drabanin. But he's able to have Paris Deraisa in the form of Bikurim. From Taisvus, it would be mashma that is not enough to satisfy the din of Nosan HaKadosh HaKadosh. You have to have Nosan HaKadosh HaKadosh. It's not enough to be yaitza, but you're giving something which is eligible for a bikurim. It has to be right for the din of Truma itself. You have otherwise from Yerushalmi also in cases, but from Taisvus, at least to bring out the clear. Well, David, I thought you would smile from this. I thought you would,
I love the clear, but I just don't see how Rebbe sees it in Taisus.
Oh, in Taisus is clear like this. In Taisus is clear like that, because Taisus is looking for a case where you can have a person that will eat Paris that has Kedushas Truma and Michaya Misa. Because Taisus can't have it, it's a Drabanan. What do you mean? You can have it in a case, let's say, where you have Paris that were good for Bikurim, not for Truma, but they were good for Bikurim, and you paid that after eating Truma, Dagatay Rishviyitzar.
Where does Rebbe see that he paid it? I just read Taisus to say that the guy's Chayiv Bisa because he ate Bikurim. And that Taisus is saying that Gemara says Truma means Bikurim.
Tais says the only way he's going to be chayiv like for Misa is only in a case, let's say, where he ate Paris of Bikurim.
Right.
Paris that were Bikurim.
Right, so he's chayiv Misa Bikurim.
You could have a case of Paris that they're not Bikurim. You could have a case of Paris that were paid back by a czar to a kayan where he ate Dagon Tirish Riyitzar. Let's say he ate a kayan's Dagon. And he wants to pay back Charet V'chaymish of a Dabar Riley as Kaidish. Let him give pomegranates or figs. And they in turn will get Kedushas Truma. You know why? Because they're eligible for a Parsha of Bikurim. So he says it'll make you Mabish of Bikurim, you can have it. Here you have a case. It'll Mabish be Truma in lieu of the Dagatirish V'yitzar. And the Elbi Mela's gonna come up Bechayev Misa for eating figs. Even though they're not Bikurim. I cannot have such a case.
Wow, Rebbe's reading the Taisus very expansively. Okay, I'm gonna go through it. It's a beautiful Taisus. I thought Taisus was just to talk about the
At least I wanted to mention the Clare.
It's unbelievable.
Pardon me?
It's unbelievable.
Yes. And how do we know which coin goes? Oh, the one that he got it from. The one that he took it from.
Maybe
he ate his own. Hmm. So he'll go and he'll...
They have to pick some.
He'll replace it whichever one that he took. Whoever owned it, he'll replace it. Be the same thing. Okay, so, pardon me?
Didn't it compare an animal to Kolshadar of the Mothers?
Yes. Go.
Why?
Because animals happen to be things that you do both. Sometimes you take them as individuals, sometimes you sell them as groups.
A special pomegranate is S, but an animal.
A special one. A special one. The special chashivas to the, of the of this Rimane Badon. Rimane Badas, that's a species they're so chashuv. That they that's one of the big six. I don't know, but so because sometimes a rancher he could buy a herd. He'll buy a herd.
I understand, but a wholesaler will buy a group of diamond rings also. The reason that business.
Yeah, but even as that's by a person of a wholesaler. These are regular people. It's also it's more common. I mean, it's hard to know because Bisban Hazeh, where we have our own practice. Huh?
Rashi explained that before. Why,
But that's the Metzius. I don't know. That's the Metzius. I don't know if we could bring it right from the way we're used to doing it Bisban Hazeh. And then there were sometimes, sometimes there are different ways to do it. I don't know. It would seem to me, we're saying in the Metzius, one happens to be exclusive. Exclusive way to do it. The other one, that people, they do it the other way also. But anyway.
The mega part.
I can hear you. What? What do you say?
A lot of the agriculture is consolidated into big companies, and they only buy large.
Yeah.
In that large question, I think maybe the question is, what's the market?
Yeah, the South South, what kind of a market it is.
What are you looking at as the purchasers? The world at large?
Yeah, okay.
We buy cows.
Commercial. Okay. Yeah, all right. Okay. Rabashi Amar. I'm feeling Tabor Rabbanan.
So, I'm sorry.
We don't need any of all the svaras that we said. As Kol, Kol Shadarko, Esh Darko. It's a moot point. A non sequitur. Babish and not sequitur. The Malechayim are choshu that they're not bahu. And therefore, so there's no bittul that we have in our Mishnah. Of course, the Rishayim come, they say, why don't we call it a barrier? One of the issues when the Gemara had the kasha, maybe it should be a barrier. We have a machlaikas or Rishayim, what qualifies to be a barrier or not. But here the Gemara is not using that svar. All the svaras that we have, the yes, if it qualifies, and chaticha royal is kabed, is it a barrier? Probably a toisvus. Toisvus. We have a toisvus with Meister Natasha. Believe God, leave the lubaruba, the top toisvus on iron base of an olive. He takes say the top toisvus on iron base of an olive. The leave the lubaruba to be top barrier. Ain't laymar the laybottle, the afal gav. That Abram in Achai is coached like a barrier there. It's different over here. We have different svaras and Rishayim and why it is, what it takes to qualify as a barrier. But Taisa Medigra Venema, Freyta Gemara. So back again on Ein Gimel on the bottom. Venimsha, Malichayim Hashimi below Bati, that's the reason there's no Bittel. Freyta Gemara, Venimsha, Venikra, Adminayu. Why don't you take one behemoth and bring one of them, Venikra of Chadmi Nahu, Venemon will say, call the parish, Meruba parish. Shmerek, Kasha, what the Gemara means over here. You have a whole Taruvis, and then just pick out one, and you'll say, call the parish. You take one thing out of the Taruvis, and you'll assume that it comes from the Rav. It's called the Parish, Meruba Parish, even though it was part of the original Taruvis. Called the Parish, Meruba Parish. What do you mean? Nimsha Havalei Kavu? You can't do that. Because if they're all together in the Taruvis, you never take it out. You never take one of the units that comprise the Taruvis, and then be Saibach on the Rav. It's Kavua in the Taruvis. Then what are you asking? What kind of a question is this? Nimshaich. What are you going to do? Pull one out? See the Rashi. Nimshaich, Bitbia. Mashmi Yikhai Mechad Echad Bitecha Eider. What are you going to do? Take each one by itself? Or take one by itself from the herd? From the herd? Kavalei Yisr Kavua. The Yisr is in the Taruvis. The Eimid Beinehem. We know, of course, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the Aram Lovikama, other places also brought Lazira, Kevin, the God. The guy there, the Vichol, the Barish, Rad, the Kal, the Falkabuk, about Tzabat Sodomi. So you may say, you don't have Dormi. You can't. It's not a legitimate way of saying, you go Basarai, there's a Kal, the Barish, we rumble Barish. You can't not say Kal, the Barish, we rumble Barish. It's going to be a problem. You don't have, you're not able to say Kal, Kavu. Called the parish, called therefore, you're not going to be able to do that.
So think about it. Explain to us why there's a difference. Rebbe, why is there a difference? Why is it? The Gemara is right, but why is there a difference between Kol Kavua and which is Metzah and Kol the
Parish? Because we learn from a Pusik. We learn, we're not saying any of these things are not based on Tzfaris. We have Acha Rab Lahatis. Where we have the Arab of the Kabbalah, where we learn now the din of
Kavua.
Yeah, it's Kavua, not based on Stab Svaris.
Except that the Zorik Evan Lagav is really with respect to Chiyuv Misa. It's not.
But that thing about uses as a big yin of the Gabi old dinim.
As the template, I know.
Not only the Gabi Chiyuv Misa. The Chokamoka Metzadabik. Ella, what do we mean? The Kash, we have another option that we have here, though, of solving the problem that we should be able to bring the behemoths. Why? Nichbashina vidinaydi. Let's move them around and let them become disjointed from each other. They'll be moving around. Each one will be no longer as part of the herd, and then when every individual one enable will be able to say called the parish be ruba parish. Then we'll be able to say called the parish be ruba parish. Tosis adds a very important point over here. If they're gonna say that we're gonna move them around, otherwise you have a does it mean you're actually going to do that? Let's say, Tosfos brings over here, if you take a look, with the Chmashinim and in ID, we have a very fundamental shaila over here in Rishayim. In Bechlau, when we talk about the Chmashinim and in ID, and we should say, call the parish, Beruba parish. Luchagayin, Shalayba Fadeinu Pirshu, Tosfos says. Let's say, and what happened is, you're going to move it, and we'll blindfold ourselves.
They'll grab the door to the pen and they won't walk out.
You can't watch what's going on. Because if you watch what's going on and it happens by itself, it's similar to a case where you took it. Mm-hmm. See the way Tyson says again. Time should light the fornado pierce you. It's not in front of us. What you doing? You went in, you shot a shotgun. You scared them out of their wits, and they ran away in different directions. All right, fine. But if you watch that take place, then it's like, similarly, like you took them out by yourself.
You can cause them to happen,
right. They were pirates, but not in our, when we were able to see it. Yeah, that the Ehisa Aprisha before they knew. Are you Asurim? Ke'ilu Kaman. It's as if they were did it in front of us. Mamakam Kvias. They book Bear Kaman the Psachim. The guy where he brings that and he brings it over where Tesha Tziburim Shalchamitz, Vecha Shalmatza, and the Mount, and then Achmer came to Shalchal, then we say Kokomo Mechza Mechza Dabi. There we have that. The Ran and Chulin argues in this. We have over here, whether this is true or not, is Chalei Taisvis learns that it doesn't make any difference. Even if it was a case where you did not take it out, it happened by itself, but you're watching you're observing it the whole time of what was happening. That is tantamount to go and taking it out. And the Ran argues on that. The Ran of Chulun. The Ran of Chulun argues on that. My Shanissa says, Rashi advice like that, a hold like that. Rashi, let's say again, see the Rashi, the Chashidim in the 90. Yachu vaisam sheyadudu, the loli have a kavua. Rashi doesn't really say, we don't know about Rashi. But it depends. Whether Rashi holds like that or not, it's a separate issue. But the Ran does definitely are. The Ran holds, even if you're watching it, it's not like you took it out. You can observe, what do? You see a whole big thing up there. You give a shotgun, you scare them out of their wits. They're going in all different directions. The Ran says you can say by any one of them, call the parish, room a parish. Tosfos, you can't do that. So, therefore, that's an answer. Why not do that? What? The Shita, yeah, by Tosfos. Is that Sabikutsi? Not like that. Yeah, but okay, very good. Okay. Is the right? I'm thinking about the right. Okay. Ella, the machine of any night, the name called the Marsh of March. Am I wrong? The reason why, Enochadami, you would be able to do that. So why not do that? Zero Shabbi Yavayo Yud Kai Hanam of Asachas for Yikravu. A nuke Zero. That's a nuke Zero. If you're going to allow that to happen, well, we're worried that maybe that's the reason we don't want to do. We don't want to be cybach on that. Maybe Ted Kaihana will come and they'll want to do it all together. What do you mean? So let's say you have all Kaihana. Now, they're not coming and doing it simultaneously, Babish. One did it before the other.
What are they doing? Shechting? What are they doing?
Yeah. And what's going to happen? Let's say they all wind up. Elaviat Magisa, Magisa Asira. Mishum Shem, so what do you mean? If it's going to come out afterwards, let's say what comes at 9 o'clock in the morning and he does it. All right, when's the second Kayin going to do it? 9:01. When's the third one going to do it? 9:02. At the time when each one did it, it had a heter. Let's say 9:30, everything is done already. You want to go be makriv? Nothing wrong with that. Everything had its heter as an individual unit. What are you worried about this exactly, where it's going to be 10 kaihanim together? Mamish, not together. Mamish. Let's see the Rashi a second. See elameyata magisa asir kloibar. Chemeyacha shemashka malachu efad efad levado. Where everyone is moving. The Chol Chad, the Yomar, the Meruba Parish, the Shachdan, each one was, he shachted them, the Kibul Daman, the Megis, they put them as Kabul the Dam and a Kli, and it came to Klisharas, the Chazaka, Shehu Kosher, and there, so what, everyone had a Psak of Kol Dabarish Meruba Parish. It's Kosher. Choyzvin, and it's Tarfin, Ashkutin, Leah is Raiv, Ulahei Aser. So what? El Meyata? You mean that's what's going to come out being Aser? The name of Kosa, it says Nachama. Xavier Shemi Velvi and Sad Vamalea, who brought Banan Rav Meyata Megisa Asiru? Shem Shema Yavaya Yud Kayahadim of Bivasachas. Now be Yiku, be Yiku. So the Gemara, before the Gemara knew that it was happening all Babish Babasachas, the Gemara says maybe they all did it simultaneously. Right, the Gemara, what do you mean? What kind of thing is that? What does that mean? How can they do it simultaneously? How are you going to be mechavan that? Shum Sheva, that's what you're worried about. Sheva Yava Yava Kayud Karim Basachas V'yikhu. Basara Karim Basachas V'yemshur. So Dabba, that's about impossible, such a thing. What are you worried about? Hasht Amarava. So what's the reason? Amarava. Hashta. What?
You're undoing the pirate.
Yeah. Amarava. Hashta the Omri Rabbanan. Lo Nakriv. Okay. So therefore what? Why it says Zavas Meyesha? Ela Amarava. Mishum Kavua. Ela Amarava. What's the reason that we don't do it? The reason why we don't do it is because maybe you won't be v'nichmashin of an inaydi. And really, you do have an eitzah of how to do that. And to say that you're not going to allow it, the Chmashinim in Inaydi, because of Ted Kaihana Metzadavar, which is highly, highly Loshchiyach. So the why is it we don't take that and don't do it? Let's have an eight. So go ahead, give a shotgun, put a stick of dynamite in there, a firecracker, get them all scared out of their wits. You'll say the Chmashinim in Inaydi. You might not do that. If we're giving it HC, you might come to take it directly out from the Taruvas. And that already is us. Out Kavua. See, Nechamo. Hello, my Rama, Xam Shukamo. See the Rashi over here? Dilma, see the Mimsha. Elame Svinu, Chad, Vachad. Kilo, Naidi. Tabale, that's already a no good. Tabale, Kavua, Kabetsa, Mechsa, Dummy. Meleka, Lebismach, Lebebar. And you won't be able to say that over there. You're not going to be able to say that. You're not going to be able to where you go take directly the behemoths out from the taruvas. There it's going to be a problem of kavua. Now, we do have here another big machlokes rishonim, which we should really mention also. Okay. We have all these behemoths. And the Gemara says there's no bittul berayv. All right. There's no bittul berayv. There's no bittul berayv because the Gemara says behemoths, they're not bittul. They're chashuv. So now we have another thing. Why don't you take each one by itself? It's a kavua. I take one itself by the nechmeshinu. It's a zeber mishum kavua. Let's say one of them was perished by itself. We have 20 behemoths, 10,000 behemoths. One of them came and it was pirish from the whole group. What happens now? Can you bring that for a carbon? Or not? Tosfos comes to Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Yud Aleph at the beginning of the Perek and says that you cannot bring that for a carbon either. Because if we're going to allow that, this Xera that's called Xera, you might, if we're going to allow that, you might come to take it from a kavua, even though now you're not. It's called the parish, Meruba parish. You take a look at the Fayin Aleph and the Taisvus. You see the big Taisvus? And here we have another machlaikas, big machlaikas or Rishayna. See the big Taisvus? The Rabbeinu Tam. Umasha Pasak Barbeinu Tam. Let me see, it's right, more, pretty much in the middle of the Tosfos. Towards the end of the line.
Yep.
You have that? Yep. Umasha Pasak Barbeinu Tam.
Last word of the word Be'eder.
Yeah, the last word of the line is the word Be'eder. Umasha Pasak Barbeinu Tam. Be'eder. Maybe you have in a herd, you have a somewhat to Suffolk trafe. The Shari Bitaima, the other part of Ruba Parish. We're not going to be matter that the Yesh Lesser, Zera Shemayecha, the Parish Meyelov. Even where it's Parish Meyelov. So then, when do you ever say the day to call the parish Meruba Parish? You're telling me where it's called the parish Meruba Parish, and even then you're going to Aser. So when do you matter it's called the parish Meruba Parish? Rak b'dava shaloi nesa taruvis. K'gai techanoyis b'chis b'asar shchuta. The Achas Nevela, Hossam Sharina, the Parish, Achas, Vlogoslin, Mayikach Minakoa, Rehilisar Nikar, Viadua, Hechad Hu, Lachach, Sharina, and Echad the Parish. Oh, I need some Yada, Nikachach, something like that. If you're talking, you have the Yisayd Lahalacha, according to the Beinu Tam. And that is, if you have a taruvis of X, the taruvis, they're all mingled together, heter, iser, where it is, if what we really have over here is a tarumis of hefer and iser, where in a case where there's no bittul. Of course, if there's bittul, it's a moot point. If there's bittul, so then it's like the iser itself does not exist. But in a case where it's a tarumis and there is no bittul, what you really have over here, every whole hefer and iser intermingled. So there's no bittul. Once it's intermingled, you're doomed. What's going to happen? One of them is going to be parish. Even that is not going to be mutter. The reason is, you might take advantage of a yikach mina kavua, like our Gemara is coming and saying over here. Even though meikar adin, you should say kol the parish. So when is it that you ever say kol the parish? Where the tarumis is not a tarumis, where iser and heter are intermingled. It's only the muck aware the iser is nicker, like a case of stores. But when you have stores, what you have is 9 stores sell kosher meat. 1 store sells trefa meat. You know that those 9 stores that have a sign outside says kosher meat, busser kosher. Fine. What's the 10th store say? We sell busser trefa. All right, and now you find a piece of meat in the street. All right. What are you worried about? Shabbat Yikach Mina Kavua? Not relevant, Kavua. Everything is nicker. What is Kavua? Kavua is only the muck of where you have a tarumis where it's nicker. But where it's Kavua. Over there, here, you don't have that. There you have 9 stores, which is nicker for kosher. 1 store, which is nicker for treif. What are you worried about? If you find a piece in the street, you could say kol parish merupa parish. But if you don't have stores, you have a herd full of behemoths, you have a corral full of behemoths that are mixed together, there you're not going to say kol parish. You're going to say shebe yikos
me not kavua. Is there any
eisa? What?
What does he do? Is there any
eisa
that works?
No, I mean, me can have an eisa, but it's machine of 90, but you can't do that. That's a big sandwich. That's all because of the maskana, we hold that you can't have a yikach mina kavua.
Huh?
Only the maskana that you're worried over here. Why isn't these behemoths? Why there's no way to buy these behemoths in our mission? Yeah. So once we hold that you can't kush a yikach mina kavua, it's going to apply even in a case where one is chorus. Now we have another thing. Well, look what's the phenomenon. You look at this phenomenon that we have here. Midoraisa, what would happen? You're right, 100%. Midoraisa, what would happen? You could bring all these behemoths. Bittul
Maariv. One by one. Only one by one.
One by one. At least one by one. The Abbess says maybe even not one by one.
That's what I wanted to say.
Maybe even if it's not one by one. Maybe even if it's not, it doesn't make a difference. Well, it got me that yet. So now what will happen? Comes the Gemara says, the Gemara now says, Nachum, Omar Rava, they already have that? Hashta, the Omar Rava, and Lo Dakriv. Now the Rabbanit said, you don't bring the behemoths, there's no bittul. There's no bittul, there's no nich machine of any 90. Let's say he did it. Let's say he went and he violated intentionally, unintentionally, it doesn't make any difference. Ashta diomri Rabbanit, lo dakriv. He dakriv, lo merati. If he's going to go and he's going to bring a behemoth, like he would be the chashidim in an ID, and he would say, call the parish. Let's say he would do that. Or maybe not. Maybe he would bring it. Maybe he thought that there's a thin of bittul maariv. And then the Rabban had said there is no bittul maariv. Either he did it with minich b'nishina, or not minich b'nishina in an ID. But the whole thing is a derabban, and he can do whatever you want here anyway. But the Rabbanin hold that he cannot be Yitzer. The Rabbanin hold he's not, it's not going to be Meratzer. Well, wait, good. Excellent. So now it says, Hashto Rabbanin not Krivi, not Lomitzi, not going to be Meratzer. And therefore, what do? Bring another one. Isvei Rav Huda, Rav Yehuda, the Rav, what do you mean? Chata Shri Sarva, Be'ayla. The oil of Shri Sarva Bechatos. Even one and many other ones. Yabusu. It is, they all have to die. Give us Kulam. Ba'bet Ha'burim. Bikayan Nimla. Kayan asks us, what do? Like our Mishnah says, Kayan Nimla, he came and he consulted with us. What do I do over here? I have one that having came to the sire for all the other ones. What do I do? It says the Akulam Yamusu. Of a Bakayan Sha'imlach. What do you do? It's just because the Rabbanim came and said you're not allowed to do it. Also the Maila, it's Ifis. What do we have? Kulam Yamusu Kulam Abedvar Mamura Bakayan Abokayan Sha'imlach. Let's say you had Chatos and Ilus Alif we had before.
Yeah.
The Moshe Nissen said so eloquently. Hey, Nimlach, Asan Lamaila, Mechsakot, Asan. You did Lamaila, which one do you do Lamaila again? Let's say that a Chabasoit Lamaila, the Malika, it's also good, but the Evan. Also, you know, the Chabasoit, the Malika can be done Bechol Makayim. I don't know if you mentioned it. There's a Machoikis. All right, that's not relevant. I don't know why I'm even saying it. But we have a Machlokes Rishayim and Kenan. We know that a Chatos Olif that you bring Lamaila, you're also Yitzer the Malika. Not the Hazah, of course. But the Malika is part by itself is can be done anywhere. Not like an Abadah, not by an Oilus Olif. An Oilus Olif, the Malika has to be done Lamaila, cannot be done Lamata. A chatas white, you do it lamata. But if you did it lamaila, that's the thing. As long as you didn't do the hazal lamaila. And you can do it b'chobaka, and you can do it wherever you want. Even where do you do the lika b'chatas white? Rashi says you do it samuch to the mizbeach. The Ma'amar in Kinim says you can do it
b'chobaka b'azara.
The Ma'amar in Kinim says it doesn't have to be samuch to the mizbeach. Rabbi, the Rashi says you do it samuch to the mizbeach.
Right.
But the Malamar says you do it anywhere you want in the Azar. I don't know why I'm saying it, even I just thought of it, so I'm just bringing it out.
Rabbi Moshe Nissen said it.
What?
Moshe Nissen mentioned it. We mentioned the Machlaikas. Moshe Nissen mentioned the Machlaikas when we did it tomorrow.
The Malamar and King.
But the Rive at the beginning of King.
Yeah. Okay, but what does it tell us over here? It says, what do you do? You're not allowed to do it over here. It's got mixed up. But what happens? You did what? Both of them. In both of them. Half of them are kosher, half of them are pasul. Because half of them are chatzos white, half of them are oilosoy. Lamata, same thing. You don't know which is which, but no. That half them are okay. Lamata mechza kosher mechza pasul because of the part of the ones that are lachatosoy, which is not lamata. Achas, however, achas lamata the achas lamaylo. You don't know whether you're coming or going over here, though. If you have one on top, one on the bottom, you don't know. You could be in mabish you to balance the whole thing up. Shnei psulis because you took the oil, or you made the oil lamata. Maybe it made the chatos lamaila the hazard and the mitzui. Shadi Aimer chatos kreva lamaila, which renders it possible. And I would say the oil kreva lamata. But what do you say? You're not allowed to. But if you did it all on top or the bottom, the ones that you did, are you right? It's probably now that maratza. But, okay, so let's tell you the Machlokes, Rav and Rav Yechanan and Yuma, and later on also over here, Oh, well, we have it over here also. I mean, we had it over here. Daf Nun Tes also, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Whether or not Balichayim are Nidachim or not, if you hold that they're Nidcha, that means that it's not going to work. I won't have Ritzui. But if you hold Balichayim, it's not Nidcha. So, all right, so there's no psul on that. And that's what's going to be told on you about that which we were saying before, that it's not going to be Meratza, it's going because it's because of Sol Dichon. What about Shkutin? I mean, Shkutin, though. Everybody holds by Shkutin that there's a din that it's Dichon. I mean, Shkutin, the Lechuli Alba Nidchon. Everybody holds there's a din of Dichon, or almost everybody holds. There's a din of Dichon by Shkutin, and we learn even after it's Shechted, Utran Rabbalazar Reimer. In Karav HaRaish, Shalachad Behem, you can pull a Roshim. All of them are brought, even though you're not allowed to do it with afterwards. And then I think Amara says he holds like that one Shita that holds. But even by Shkutin, there's no Din of Nichon. Maran Yuma says, Geodam HaKanan HaMitzri, Nisag, Nisag, Kanan HaMitzri, Eiber, Nabar HaKosar HaShem, and the Sar Bishtaleach, Bilu Dab Bekois. Even if the dab is ready to be shmech b'kois, and the other one dies, the service taleach dies, and he doesn't have a partner, what do you do? Maybe chaveiro mizaviglo, you bring another one, another sire, and you join it up together with this one, even though this one is not eligible to be brought now because it doesn't have a partner. And therefore, so it helps that, you know, this, according to this tzad, there won't be a din of dicha even after shchutin. No. We have a paladika thing here, so look what's going on over here. I mean, the Rabbanan, there's a din of dicha, but it's what will happen if there's a Rabbanan, it's not going to be meratza if you did it. I mean, the Rabbanan, it's not nitcha. I mean, the Rabbanan, it's nitcha because there's no bitul by balichayim. And it's exavish Shema Yikach Bina Kavua. Okay. And let's say you did it. It's not Meratza. What are you going to do if it's not Meratza? Bring another one. Show us why the other one is not Chulam Bazara. Why is it that the Rabbanan? Why is it not Chulam Bazara? Now, there are different editions in the Gemara. I don't know which one that everybody over here has. Shita the Kubetzis, usually it's in the Hashmatis by the other ones. Some of the Gemaras that we have now have it on the page. In the Shita the Kubetzis. I don't know, but the other Gemaras, they have it, other Shasin, they have it in the back by the Hashmatis, not on the Daf. They have it in the back of the Mesech by the Hashmatis of the Shita the Kubetzis.
Yeah, Rebbe, in our Gemara, it's Shita the Marshal Ikarev. Rabbi and Algamar, so
save the Rabbeinu Manaya. Which what do you say the
In our Gemaras that they have it the Shita separately, it's Dibra Masal Ikariv Le Matzah on Ein Gimel Mebeis. For Tema Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi is saying, right?
Well, in Akriv Le Matzah, yeah, the Ois is the Ois Vav. I mean, I said Ois, I made a mistake. Vav.
Yeah,
you see that starts off Inakrim Lamarati. I don't know if everybody has it on there. What? I'm Bashmatis. Yeah, it says I'm Bashmatis. That's some of the other the shots that the shul has in front, it's in Bashmatis. You have to go to the back of the Besechtin. Other ones have it on the page. So look what it says over here. Look at this. Bashmatis Tzarek Lahavi Karban Acher. The Bashmatis over here is it's not going to be Meratza, and you have to bring another carbon. The table, Rav Rabbi Shmuel. How can it work? What are they telling you to do? Bring another chatos. Bring another carbon. You come in that you're I'm saying I want now what? You bring in another carbon. The Yidach Yavi came in to be the Raisa, he has a kapara with this carbon. Now there's a kavura with this carbon. So what are you telling me? He has to bring another carbon. Mitaraisa has a kavura. What are the rabbanim telling you to do? Bring another carbon? You don't need another carbon, Taraisa. Like we have that. And this is the kasha that he has. And then afterwards he says, the teretz harav, the teretz hari achiv, the kishayavi carbon acher, he makes it, maybe makes it tonight sometimes, the avilu hayemachoyev, chatas, shenabom, and the dove, you maybe he'll bring chatas away, habalasavik, and he says that doesn't work. We're not talking about ifis here, we're talking about regular behemoths. Therefore he comes. The Rabbeinu Manaya comes and he says, how's it working over here? The Kemach Shebab Sul before the Shechita, remember, became the Tarubis, all the Behemoths became Teter. Hefker Mezen Haya Hefker. Avkur Rabbanu L'Babayna Bidei. The Rabbanu took his Babayna away from him. And therefore, he's not going to be Yaitza. The carbon be Daraisa, it's not going to be Maratza. Because the Rabbanan, he doesn't have the Bailas on it anymore. It's Eidu Shalom. It's Eidu Shalom. So he's not Biskap, Kate, it's Eidu Shalom. The Eidu Waka Klauf, the Sinan Yaka, anything at all, be not Tyra. Who was he meeting? Hefker, Besden, Hefker. Who did they take it away from? Took away from the Bala, but then Chatos. Took it away from him. What did he have it from before, remember? He Bala bought it, that's Hefka, Bez, and Hefka. This is hard, not totally, but the Hefka, Bez, and Hefka, they took it, they didn't take it away from Hegdish. They took it away from him. Now, we're not touching Kalam of Bala here. We're talking about Kachay Kachim even. And so what he has regular bilus in the mominus by a carbon. So Raya again, l'chavit to the Yisai that we said different times. A karatura de ruve, mahashtatura de ruve. A person is called the bilum or the carbon, even kachay kachin, to the extent that could be a din of hefker besnit hefker. A. And number two, we see another thing here. Let's say we have, we're talking over here even about a chatos. Can you have a case of a chatos that's brought? That there's no kapara. There's no ritzvi. From here we see, what's a chatos? Always a chatos. Wait. What's a chatos? Always a, it's conceivable that even though a person cannot make a chatas into a nedava. Why can he not make a chatas into a nedava? It's not a nedava. He has to have a ritzu. You have to need a kapara. What? You need not bear it for chatas. Over here, what do we see? It's going to be a chatas without portfolio. It's chatas that's not going to be mechaper, that's not going to be meratzeh. But I hope he can't, you don't bring it as a chatas. Where do we have another case like this? It's not, so what is the din? Only that a chatas cannot be brought in a dove. You can't make it into a dove. But if it's already a chatas, it could blind the dove. Who's going to tell me another case or two where you can have such a thing? What?
We have it.
What? By an idol's wife, according to Rabbi Yosef, excellent.
Now, Rabbi, we
yeah,
also
you have
had
that.
It.
If you hold, let's say, according to Rabbi Yosef, hold on. Let's say you have an idol's wife that you did Shavali Shema with a Maisa Chattas in Lamata. Rabbi Yosef, what happened? The idol's wife become a Chattas wife.
What's a Chattas? A mile in.
Nothing. And Alpha became Sachatas.
Rebbe, we also have it.
The only time you can have a case like that.
No, Rebbe, really, we have another case.
That, right? Yeah. But that was
Rebbe, there's another case.
Place also we had.
Yeah, absolutely, you know? Rebbe. There's another case by Hatoris Nadarim. By Hatoris Nadarim of the Nazira.
Everybody's clattering over here. I can't hear a single person.
Okay, but I go what? First because I'm older. By Hatoris Nadarim of the Nazira.
Oh, Mark Levin says, I thought you were younger. He's such a young man. Yeah? What?
Hatoris Nadarim of the Nazira.
He's so young. He's older. I always see up to like a young boy. Yeah, Florida, young. It's a Zikbe Dharam, a young person with a tradition of Zikbe Dharam. Yeah, what do you say? Where else?
We had it by Hataris Nadarim of the Nazira. That she brought the Chatas Ha'aif. She brought the Chatas, and then she was Matineh there. The Baal was Mayfair. And so it was a Chatas that's brought. Yeah. In other words, she was Makdis the Chatas, the Baal was Mayfair, and we had a case that you bring the Chatas, which is basically the Chatas without a portfolio.
Yeah, but that's Chatas Ha'aif Baal HaSafik.
No, even if she was Mayfair. Rebbe, no. She was, the Baal was Mayfair, the Naziris. She was Mafrish the carbon, and the Baal was Mayfair, the Naziris.
Yeah, alright, okay. People will say, what happens if you bring a Chatas L'Shem Chulin?
Right, also, 100%.
Let's say your person did bring a Chatas L'Shem Ayla L'Shem Shlavin. He brought a chatas l'shem cholin. What's the din?
Right.
Kasha v'eina maratza.
Right. That's a much what? Easier case. That's a much it's easier case. Right.
That's this case that I'm saying is a much easier case. Again, yes. First it has a chayim achatas.
Much easier.
The kohen brought the chatas. He shechted the chatas l'shem shlomit. L'shem cholin. Over there. You bring it, and it's kosher, the end of Maratza. Here you have a case of a chas, that it's not Maratza, like our case over here. We have three cases, Hamshacha, Dovid's case, this case that I said, and we have this case from the Rabbeinu Manoach. L'chaya, we have three cases like that. There is a Mikdash Dovid that is, I think, by the case of Hamshacha, but how it's able to work. But we have all these cases, I think, that we see clearly over here in these cases, that they did, that a chatas is not able to be brought by the dava, it's only by the tchilas of Afrasha. You could have a case where the chatas is brought with some kind of a psul afterwards, that it will remain with a chatas, and I hope again it's not going to be maratza.
And also, okay. Also the Ramban that Rebbe quotes. Rebbe always quotes the Ramban about chatas.
Well, the Ramban is fair anyway. The Ramban.
I thought the Rambam would say that the chatas could also be not oila, but it's
the Rabban is fair. The Rabban holds by every shalom. The Rabban's not talking about a chatas. Rabban's talking about every carbon that you bring shalom lishma, according to the Rabban's, whether you're the bailam on it or not. And the Rabban says you don't have bailas on it by carbon shalom lishma. That's fair from the Gemara in Masi.
Yeah, but doesn't Rebbe talk about, doesn't Rebbe always cite the Ramban that by Chatas? I thought the Ramban says about Chatas, and Rebbe said it was, I thought the Ramban says it by Chatas.
No, that's the Ramban's the advice, it's not by a Chatas. The Ramban is advice by every Shlom Lishma, that it's Kosher V'Eda Maratza, that he doesn't have the Bailam on it.
But even...
He's not even the Bailam on it. Here in case that he's the Bailam on it.
Hold on, Rebbe Eger asks it. By chatas sheshachtu l'shem zevachachin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.